If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go, here we go. We got to have a drive.
23 left, 23 left.
Real. 1, 2, 3.
It's time for the postgame show with Shope and the Bulldog.
Well, I guess that's it. Kansas City wins again. 32-29. The Bills lose at Arrowhead Stadium. Their season dying in the AFC playoffs for the sixth year in a row. The fifth year in a row after having won the AFC East. They don't get the bye, but they roll over Denver and get past the Ravens, who many thought were the actual best team in the conference, and they go to play a Chiefs team that they were due to beat that we kind of thought wasn't really that good. And they couldn't do it,
yep,
despite having the lead in the fourth quarter. Here's Josh Allen.
About to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
Can you take it through the fourth down player under pressure?
Yeah, they gave a good look. Didn't see anything in my first cadence. We were sliding left. Corner came. Yeah.
Josh, I think when the season began, a lot of people were thinking, well, maybe a doubt here for the Bills. Reset year, you heard all that stuff. But when you get this close, none of that, how much of that even matters when it comes to how successful you view this season?
Yeah, you can either get it done or you can't, and we didn't get it done.
The pass of all late in the first half, how much of a jolt did that give you guys to get you back in the game?
Huge jolt. He's played his ass off all year and made plays today. Curtis made plays. Guys made some plays today. We got to make one more and score one more point than them, and we didn't do that tonight.
What did they do on the third and one, fourth and one plays?
They got big guys in there. They played it well.
Josh, how much was just a lot of today failed execution on things that you guys were able to execute on in the season?
That's hard to tell right now until we watch it. I'm not quite sure, but the result is a loss. And so to answer your question, not good enough.
Josh, despite the heartbreak, you know that when you touch down probably in a few hours, there's going to be a sea of people waiting there for you. The idea of Western New York and
riding on this. What are your thoughts on this fan base?
They're the best, but we just want to get it done, and you know, we haven't been able to.
Josh, when you get the ball back down three, how did you feel about the situation?
Felt good, relaxed. We just, gotta execute better.
Josh, how much does the fact that it's been this specific team that's ended you guys' season so often in the playoffs add to the disappointment?
Well, they've ended a lot of team seasons too. And it's a good squad. They had a good plan tonight, and again, they made more play than we did.
We take a couple days, but how much pride in taking this group for the season ahead?
I got so much pride in our guys. Showing up each and every day, working as hard as they can. Guys truly adopted what we talked about this year going into it. Love these guys.
Josh, they made it really difficult for you on those quarterback sneaks when you had more success. Anything you were catching the line, the defensive line was doing? Were they just reading and getting good jumps? What was the problem?
Yeah, I mean, I think one jumps, two, they played it well. Put their big guys inside, and our linebackers were coming downhill pretty hard, and they played it well.
That's it.
Yeah, I thought I heard a thanks, Josh.
Let him walk away. Let him have a shower. It ends for the Bills again in Kansas City, 32-29. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The Chiefs advance to meet the Eagles in Super Bowl 59. The Bills come back home and yet again try to figure out what to change. And I'm not sure what that answer is for me. I'm not even sure I know really right now how they lost. Other than they played an equally great team, if not a better team, but I'm not sure it was better. It's close. And they didn't get there, and there were the small details, but it's not yet to me as obvious as it's been other times. And that's a relative term, you know, other times.
Yeah.
Obvious was, well, I guess, you know what to do when there are 13 seconds left. Although now that I think of that game, I suppose I have to say this team is still not yet out of that shadow.
No, I don't think. I mean, we said 4 years ago, right around this time. I think like that is going to haunt this team and this fan base until they win it. And even though today, we haven't taken a single call yet, so we'll see how the fans are feeling about it. But I don't think there's like a smoking gun. You know, you got beat. You got beat by a better team. They made, you know, the play they needed to make on fourth down there, and the Bills didn't. I mean, it's crazy how much of a wing and a prayer that throw ultimately looked like. I'm talking about the final fourth down play on offense for the Bills. Allen is just met with pressure, unblocked, right in his face. He sort of moved. He drifted right at the snap, and that's where the corner came in unblocked and just chucked it up. And I mean, it's not an easy play to make, but Kincaid could have caught that ball. Like, it wouldn't have been a circus catch either. It was a, you know, low throw, diving catch. He got both hands under it, and he just missed it.
He had to stop. You know, he's running to his left. He had to stop and turn and get low. He's a professional.
Yeah.
It was there. It was makeable.
It's not easy, but it's makeable.
It's amazing that Allen gets that ball to him.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, he threw that ball like, oh, we're done. And then it comes down, and it's not until a little while later they give you the really good replay that shows you. I think they went to commercial and came back and showed you Kincaid with both hands on it.
You know what? Bulldog? Like, this is 6 years, including the Houston year. It's 6 years in a row for the Josh Allen, Sean McDermott Bills to make the playoffs and then get beat. Is this going to be on Allen at all? Like, the way this game started, there could have been two interceptions on the first three plays. There weren't. This team, with due respect to it and to him, lived a charmed life this year. I mean, there was even a fumble or two in this game. They just could not physically possibly turn the ball over. And I think they were plus one the night, which makes them 20 games in a row. But
no, Allen was
very. We're going to see that play. We're going to see other plays. Like, what else did he have?
We're going to see the end. It's a little. It's very similar to last week, right? Lamar Jackson got a lot of credit for being a gamer and being good down the stretch and getting Baltimore in a position where they could have tied the game. And we'll see what happens with a minute 30 left. But whatever, he, you know, his biggest fans, I think, wanted to shield him from the criticism of the first half mistakes. Allen didn't make mistakes per se, right? Like turnovers that end up on the board, but he missed a bunch of throws early in this game. He looked very shaky. Three passes that could have been picked off in the first quarter, including the two on the first drive. He dropped a shotgun snap that was a perfect snap, and he also missed Curtis Samuel on a pretty easy pitch and catch under no pressure that would have been a 20-yard gain easy. He was just not sharp, but he got there.
Mahomes
but
gave them a turnover back.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's just, will it stick to him? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't sharp early, and KC got out in front, and you had to battle back. You battled back enough to get the lead, but then just could not make another play. Even after your defense stopped them, held them to that late field goal, I think you got to, as much as I thought this game was going to be a more comfortable win for the Bills, you're playing in Kansas City. They go up by three with what's left in the game. 3 minutes?
3:33.
Okay. I think you got to feel pretty good, right? Well, here comes my guy, and touchdown wins, field goal ties, and they couldn't get there.
I'll tell you later when I felt great. Here's Sean McDermott.
Just came up a little bit short tonight against a really good football team. Losing CB hurt us early there. But overall, the guys battled and just came up a little bit short tonight. Looks like it could have gone either way. We had some plays. I thought some plays were had a chance to convert a fourth down there, fourth and short, and then another fourth down late in the game there. And looked like we had a chance to catch it. Didn't work out that way. So time's yours.
It seemed like they were on to the Josh, fourth and one or third and one run. Yeah. It's been so successful for you. Why keep going back to that play?
Well, it's been our best play all year, at one or inside of 1 yard. And, we won some of those, but to your point, they're doing a good job. I thought overall, maybe we could have disguised it, maybe not. But at the end of the day, we have confidence in Josh and our offensive line to get those, and they've been getting them all year.
You got a couple stops in the third quarter from the defense, but overall, did you feel like defensively you just couldn't get off the field when you needed to?
Yeah, in particular in the first half. And then one or two drives in the second half there, just didn't do a good enough job getting pressure on Mahomes and looked like they were spitting the ball out at times, on the perimeter as well. So that combination, I thought, was hurting us more than anything.
This is 4 years, four out of 5 years now against this opponent in the postseason. How frustrating in the immediate aftermath is it just being unable to get over the hump against this team?
Well, they're a good football team. They've won two Super Bowls. They've been to seven straight AFC championship games, and that's no excuse. This is a good football team. We got to keep working to get over that hump. There's no doubt about it. So we've won a lot of tough games this year against really good opponents, really good coaches, and I'm proud of this football team for it. So this is obviously a challenge for us. We'll figure it out.
You mentioned the catch on fourth down. What do you say to a young player like Dalton Kincaid who doesn't come up with a play in that spot in a big moment?
Yeah, no, he gave it everything he had. I can't. I love Dalton Kincaid, and sometimes those work out. He makes more of those than he doesn't, and he'll make the next one.
After a game like this, what's kind of like the speech after the game? What do you say to keep them motivated through the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the result. We gave everything we had, and I told the players that I'm extremely proud of them. Wasn't the result we were looking for, but they gave this season everything they had in this team, everything they had, and you guys saw it out there until the very last play, and those guys were going for it, and I appreciate that.
What did you make of Josh's performance overall?
I thought he played a heck of a game. I really did. It's a shame that we're down three with the ball in Josh's hands, and I felt really good about our chances. I really did, and give credit to their defense. They made the stops there, and then that one ball falls short. The one that to Dalton there. So, it's a shame. We had a great season, and you know, this is a team I'll remember for a long time.
Cook's touchdown run, the second one, seems like one of the more remarkable individual efforts you ever see. What did you think of that play?
Yeah, incredible. I mean, that's the effort that I've been trying to describe to you guys. Is it wasn't short for effort at all. These guys love each other. They played for each other. They played for the city of Buffalo, which I'm extremely proud of.
You mentioned the injury to Benford. What did that change for you guys defensively?
Well, I mean, you lose your starting corner. You know, it affects you. They seem like they were then starting to, you know, target a little bit and target some of our corners. And so, you know, just that's smart on their part, right? So when you lose a corner, usually that's what people do. And again, like I said, I thought that they were doing a good job of getting the ball in the perimeter, testing our corners, and we couldn't get enough pressure on the quarterback where those two worked together, right? Whether we blitzed or went with a four-man rush. And then he scrambled and extended some plays there, too, where we need to do a better job there. So that's really what it came down to.
You mentioned not having Benford, but not having Tyler Roth in this game. How did that affect you?
I'm not going to get into having this guy, not having this guy. Those are excuses. We don't do that. So our guys played their hearts out. We came up a little bit short against a really good football team. You know, we go back to trying to figure it out in terms of how we can beat this football team. And we got to look at everything.
Thank you. Sir. Because how hard was it to got the stop?
Yeah.
The field was fine. Yeah. I mean, you hadn't done good in the red zone. To not finish that. I mean, that's how heartbreaking.
Yeah, like I said, you weren't in here for it, but I said I felt good about being down three, with the ball in Josh's hands, plenty of time and three timeouts, I believe at the time. It felt really good. We were in a good spot to go win the game. And honestly, when we converted that first one. We moved the chains the first time, and then we're in a situation where we've got three timeouts. You know, we're 2-minute warning ish, right? And then we don't convert. So that's what these games come down to.
Did you see on the catch that you challenged the Worthy catch? What did you see to make?
I mean, it was, you know, with the penalty, I didn't think we were gonna, you know, get the ball necessarily, but just wanted to make sure field position at that point was going to be significantly different. You know, upstairs thought it may have been in our control. So again, we weren't going to get the ball, but just wanted to try and win field position a little bit there in the first half. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, and it was a big play field position wise, the difference there.
You knew special teams would be key in this. Yep. What was going to be a close game? They had a long punt return that set up a scoring drive. Would you see any breakdown there?
Not that I could see. I mean, looked like he just, you know, got to the edge a little bit there, and they made a play.
Did you get any kind of look on that fourth down that they reviewed and Josh didn't get?
I didn't. I mean, the look we had in the stadium, which you don't know I don't know for sure because they have a mixed look feed in the stadium. If it's the same feed that the TV had or not, I thought he had it. The line was just short of the line was actually the first down. What it looked like to me when it was sitting next to me with the marker, just inside that white stripe was the first down, and it looked like he got to it. That's all I can say.
Does that make it tougher when these games come down the way?
Yeah, they do? Of course it does. Yeah. Darn right it does. I mean, that's a possession. We're up 1 point, I believe, at the time. A chance to go up, maybe multiple scores at that point. It's a big call. Yeah, it's absolutely a big call.
You take a step past the divisional round this year. What's the message to the team heading into the offseason now with how things turned out?
It's a little early for that. But, I mean, you know, we're a good football team. We're a good organization. We've had a heck of a season. There's momentum going into next year. We played a lot of young guys, some because they earned it, some because out of injuries. So this is good experience for quite a few of those guys. And every year is different, right? So you start from scratch every season. But we're thankful for the success that we had this year. It hurts because when you come up short of the Super Bowl or winning a Super Bowl, it hurts. But the games come down to inches, as you asked me about. So,
okay, thank you. Right,
thank you, guys.
Sean McDermott says that he felt good about the Bills' chances down three after the ultimately decisive Kansas City field goal with 3:33 left. So did I. I agree with him. Felt good, too. I felt good about the Bills' chances almost throughout this game, leading in the fourth quarter, you know, cutting into the lead at halftime, and even then, But ultimately, Kansas City wins again. Sean McDermott's press conference brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Let's get you the Skyworks stats of the game from this 32-29 Kansas City win in the AFC Championship. Brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up.
Josh Allen on the day, 22 of 34 passing for 237 yards, two touchdown passes. He ran the ball 11 times for 39 yards. Was really stymied on those tush-push type plays there, though. Kansas City had a solution for that, and huge plays. Those plays, the two-point conversion misses, there's two two-point conversion misses.
Just holy like Baltimore.
Cow, just so close. Cook rushing on the day, 13 for 85, two more touchdowns to add to his pile for the year. That's really it rushing-wise. Receiving, Mac Hollins wearing Gabe Davis's number 13. Hello. 3 for 73 and a score and another long play downfield for Hollins in this game. Cook, 3 for 49. Khalil Shakir, 6 for 46. Cooper, 4 for 33. On the Kansas City side, Mahomes goes 18 of 26 for 245, one touchdown. Man, he killed the Bills with his legs. 11 for 43 and two rushing touchdowns. And these were not cheapies. I mean, he really, I don't know when I've seen him more effective, more dangerous with his legs here. It was really, really effective anyway. Kareem Hunt, 17 for 64. Xavier Worthy leads the way, receiving 6 for 85. He carried the ball a couple of times for 16 yards as well. Worthy had a touchdown receiving also, by the way. Travis Kelce, 2 for 19. Man, that's one of those stat lines. We're sitting here doing this show after a game, and I tell you on Friday, hey, Travis Kelce, 2 for 19. You're winning that game. I cannot believe they did that job on that guy. And still got beat like they did.
I might change my mind 10 times on how they lost. So I'm not sure this is right. I mean, you could always do different things here. But down 3 minutes left, the final series of the Bills season, ultimately on offense, Allen throws one away over the middle. Looked like it could have been a pick, but it kind of... Romo got there, too. It looked like maybe he was just throwing the ball away. Didn't have it. Deep middle. The second down play, second and 10, was a pass into the line. I don't know what that was supposed to be, but it didn't get past the line of scrimmage, third and 10. He finds Amari Cooper for 5 yards out to the right flat before the two-minute warning, and then there's the desperation heave to Kincaid, who could have caught it, but like that's obviously not the play you want. He sort of runs into the fire.
Yeah.
On that play, Kansas City gets the ball back. It's not over. Three timeouts. They make two plays on play action fakes to running backs. One to Pacheco to the right for a first down. The final play to Perine to the left for a first down. Perine hadn't had a touch in the entire game. That's just like maybe the difference. One team has been there, is at home, had the bye, and just figured out how to finish, and the Bills couldn't. Two-point misses, that's the Ravens on the road. Pressure's
right.
on.
Right.
And maybe this season comes down to that Kansas City had the benefit of the home field and the bye week. It's impossible to know how to, you know, measure that, like what that was for the Bills in this game. They will not tell you that mattered. Right? Because that sounds like an excuse. But they had to play in week 18, but they had to play the wild card round when Kansas City didn't. And they had to play Baltimore. And then a day after, the Chiefs had to play Houston. And then the Bills had to go there. And they barely lost. I don't know. Sean McDermott's press conference, by the way, Bulldog. Did I say already?
I don't remember.
Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer.
Doesn't hurt to say it again.
I'm probably supposed to say it 50 times. Shop at northtownkia.com.
The fourth down, we'll have time to really get into this, but just it came up there. That fourth down play, last gasp of the season. It's just a great job by Spagnuolo and that Chiefs defense to disguise that blitz the way they did. The Bills, I think, You'll probably see this play 5,000 times if you're someone who follows the accounts that put the dots out that show you the choreography of these plays. Shakir, you've seen it all year. Shakir did the double back motion where he comes from left to right, spins around behind Allen, and as the ball is snapped, is running out to the left flat. The play breaks down so quickly because that corner is right on top of Allen, but it was so there. It was so there. There's so much space. There's like one other KC defender, but there's another Bill receiver right in front of him. Like, not only could it have been a first down, it might have been a touchdown, and we'd have been talking about it was too fast. Who knows? But there was a lot of room there. I mean, I think Brady dialed up the play that they wanted, but Kansas City, much like the 4th-and-2 in Buffalo back in November, they gave him a different look, and Allen just improvised with his legs and made it. This time, there was no escape. He couldn't get out, and the best he could do was fend off that rusher for as long as he could and chuck up a prayer that Kincaid still could have caught. But Shakir, the play that I think they wanted was Shakir in the left flat, and it was wide open.
Was that the play? Was he the first read? You're saying we don't know. Maybe
right. I'm suspecting that he was, and it got totally thrown off by the dude being right in Allen's face. Like,
but if Allen's looking for that, doesn't he look left first? Then
I think he takes the snap, and to sort of complete the whole to not draw anybody there, I think he doesn't look over there right away, and then he gets there.
Okay, he did say, for all intents and purposes, he was not expecting that, which that seems reasonable.
The guy, the corner blitzer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We'll look for your calls next at 716-803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Kansas City 32, Buffalo 29. This is Buffalo Bills football on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Allen looking, fires, and it's complete to Curtis Samuel for the touchdown. 4th-and-goal is good for Buffalo. And with 6:15 left, they're down a point.
Eye on the quarterback. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business once more very quickly. Allen on the day, 22 of 34 for 237 and 2 touchdowns. He carried the ball 11 times for 39 yards. It was very shaky to start this game.
Oh, 11 for 39, you would just not have signed up for. Everybody thought Allen would run. Because that's what always happens when they need the game. But nothing came easy.
No.
Mahomes, it came easier.
Yeah. I would say down in the playoffs, Allen's running. Teams did a good job on it. Even Denver and Baltimore, they were just sort of like shutting it down. They did a good job of keeping him inside.
There's only one reason why that makes logical sense when you consider it was 3 games in a row, if not more. Teams did not enough respect the threat of Allen throwing on them. And the Bills asked for that. That's how they wanted to play. That's how they played all year. They had a great season. But they did not afford themselves the luxury that they've had in previous years, where, including playoff games in Arrowhead Stadium, where Allen, when he needed to go, could go. And that's not like something you can always control. But they were not a team that really ever established that they could throw the ball, you know, above you, past you, you know, to the extent that you had to commit a third or fifth defensive back or whatever you needed to do to make your life harder when it came to stopping him when he took off. I don't know. That's always been my worry about this season. And saying it right now feels like, yeah, I told you, and not. I don't feel like that at all. Like they could have won this game. They had the ball in the fourth quarter with the lead twice. They stopped Kansas City 3-and-out after taking the lead in the fourth quarter,
right?
And still didn't win.
That's when they stalled, right? That's the fourth down at midfield where they. I mean,
which he might have made it.
The official coming from the high side, the Bills sideline, the high side as you're watching on TV, was running in. Where you would have thought he would have marked the ball for a first down, but the bottom official won the day. And the replay, never you couldn't see the ball. So I don't know what that guy up high thought he saw or saw, but nonetheless, huge. I mean, what a huge factor in the game. I was worried when it happened at the end of the first half that McDermott would get really shaky about going for it on fourth downs now, because like my automatic play isn't automatic anymore. And, you know, he still went for it, but it wasn't automatic. I mean, the evidence speaks for itself. It's maybe the most impactful thing that happened in the game at all was that Kansas City found a way to stuff that. And the Bills didn't have – the only answer they had was Allen doing the, like, jump and dive, you know, put the ball over the line. And that comes at some peril because it's like they said on the telecast, it's not like a touchdown. You know, you break the plane for the first down. Great, you got the yard, but now the ball is hanging out there, and it almost, I don't know if it came out and he just landed on it or what happened there. But
first play of the fourth quarter.
Pretty scary play there, yeah.
Getting connected with the fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store tomorrow. Tonight's tough. I don't know. Are they open? Are they that good, Verizon? Let's go to you know, as soon as you can, get to your local Verizon store. Here's Rich with us. Hi, Rich.
Dejected, very dejected, very surprised. But you know what? First and foremost, the expectation for the team after the roster getting dissected wasn't much. I was scared. They did a hell of a job even getting this far. Tired of freaking the Chiefs taking us out. And honestly, I think we should have won that game. Not for nothing, Matt Counts. Hell of a game. Hell of a game. Should have put the ball in Allen's legs a little bit more. The same token, the last play of the game, Kincaid, you got to catch that ball. You're a stud tight end. At the same token, Allen got drove into the turf. Drove. How is that on a flag? If that was Mahomes?
No, stop. He had the ball when the guy started tackling him. That is not roughing. And if Mahomes this or if Mahomes that, I'm not trying to jump on you. I think you're going down a path I don't want to go down.
I think I want to not blame Kincaid. So the play is really just starting, and he is going to his right across the defense toward the sideline. He has no reason to think the ball is going to be there that soon. He has to stop and then turn and get low. It's makeable. But, man, like that's a great catch if he comes up with that ball, I think. The play, where are we at here? Twitter is like, the Bills have run this play many times, and it's Shakir back to the left, and Allen runs into the fire instead of taking the play to Shakir, which could have gone for 50. Yeah. Like, there's nobody there. So his thought was not expecting that blitz from the right to run into it, and he ends up dead. And it's great on him that he gets the ball to a point where where Kincaid might catch it.
Yeah.
But it's a gimme.
Right. I think the drifting to the right, like it, he ends up into the teeth of the pressure. Obviously, he said after the game he didn't expect that guy to come, and I buy that, because I think that play, I don't have a highlight ready to show everyone, but I think that play, part of the design is Allen draws his eyes draw the defense away from Shakir. That's why it's so open. He's gonna wait and then turn to his left and just pop it out there to him. Almost right at the line of scrimmage is where Shakir might catch the ball, but it just blew up so damn quick that while he's trying to carry that part out, I think anyway. I mean, I don't know. We'll never know. We can just argue about it for 7 months. But I think the blitz really surprised him there, and I really think the design. I got my friends are texting me using Shakir as a decoy there. I don't think so. I think Allen is playing it out the way it's designed, and it's to draw everyone away and then hit Shakir, and the blitzer just blew it up.
Well, he still had time if that's the first read to just turn and throw the ball to the left, but it's fourth down. And he's got to have the feeling, the instinct there that he can get 5 yards. It's fourth and five that he can get 5 yards on that play. He did not have that instinct. Here is Rob next. Hi, Rob.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. There are obviously a lot of reasons why they lost the game tonight, but I'm frustrated that the coaching staff didn't learn from Baltimore's mistakes, that they chased the point all night. That heave at the end of the game to Kincaid should have been a punt. They took a point off the board because Kansas City was offsides. The math didn't dictate going for two. Obviously, they miss. Now they're chasing the point later on. Instead of kicking, they go for two again. That's 2 points they're missing. When Kansas City scored to go up by one, of course they're going to go for two. But they should have been down by one. That's an obvious kicking situation.
It's not obvious. It's not obvious. It's not obvious. Why do teams do it?
I'm sick of analytics. I'm tired of analytics. Okay. That's a three-point swing. That should have been a punt at the end of the game.
All right. Well, you know, that's your take. Rob goes into the offseason. They should have punted at the end. I do not. Let's go to Neil next. Hi, Neil.
Before you cut me off, because you've already cut off two people, let me say a couple before this. Travis Kelce mocked DeMar Hamlin in the end zone with his concussion. Did you see that? Travis Kelce.
How long should callers get? As long as they want?
60 seconds. And it's all I'm going to need.
You're halfway through.
I'm starting the clock now, Neil, because I got to tell you, the sound of your voice is already annoying me.
Well, tough. Number one.
I'm already done. Too many people have interesting things to say. I have no faith in that guy. Mark is next. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling.
I think the play calling, again, as in the Baltimore game, got too conservative on offense. I mean, 3rd and 10, and we're running a wide receiver screen to Cooper there with the game on the line. I don't even think that's Joe Brady. I think that's an extension of Sean McDermott's philosophy, and I think it's like killing this team.
It got them here. Did you think that before tonight? I mean, I kind of did. I struggled all year with what was happening this season. Like, they're getting by on turnovers. They're a running team. This game was that game, too. Cook, 85-2. Few catches. Cook, amazing play on the touchdown to put them ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, Cook. Cook scored 19, 20 touchdowns. Like, that is what they wanted. And I don't know you, Mark. Was it Mark? I don't know him. Maybe he struggled too all year. But I know I did. Even Sal. Like, we talk to Sal every week. And the last couple of weeks, you know, like, Sal, I just want to be done fighting this. This is how they play. They've won 5 straight division titles. People think they're better than Kansas City. Maybe they are. But I guess you'd want to say it shouldn't be surprising at all that they weren't different tonight. And it was close to successful. Like, they almost made the Super Bowl in an offense that ran through James Cook, who didn't even play more than like 55% of the snaps, and he still scored 19 touchdowns. The whole year was just very confusing to me. But there's no way they were going to be different tonight. Not that the caller is saying he's saying they should have been, but I don't know who everybody calling in is. I just know my voice has been out there, and I've never been comfortable with it. And so here's a game where they almost did it again. They won the turnover battle for the 20th game in a row. That's a record. That's actually mind-blowing. And still, they lost. I mean, just... I don't know. It's too soon. Like I always wanted them to be a more downfield team, but they didn't build one.
No,
they didn't have one.
They didn't have a downfield team. Even with Cooper here, maybe right. it really says a lot about their philosophy and the build of their team that with their season on the line there, a 3rd and 10 play that leads to a 4th and 5 desperation heave to the middle of the field, it is a pass, like barely past the line of scrimmage, if it's even past the line of scrimmage, to Amari Cooper.
Right.
Someone who you brought here, I mean, even in the regular season meeting against the Chiefs, he beat his man downfield a couple of times. But just there wasn't just not they haven't been that team all year, and I'm sure we'll get to is that what needs to be addressed? Because, you know, everybody eats was fine, and they got their 29 points again tonight. You know, like they score.
The Chiefs went over 30.
Right, first time all year. They needed one more drive. They needed a couple of more plays, and you know, for all the. For all the things that happen in a game, you know, it's a 60-minute game. Things happen in the first half that hurt this team. But in the end, your guy's got the ball in his hands, and you got a touchdown to go to the Super Bowl. You know, maybe. It might be a little dramatic. Who knows how much time is left and what KC can do to you if they get it back at all, if you don't run it expertly and run the clock all the way down enough. But, I mean, I felt great when they held them to a field goal, and I'm getting Josh Allen back on the field with 3.5 minutes to go in my timeouts. Like, let's go.
Oh, my gosh,
This is the game, you know, there's always, you know, would you take this, would you take that? And I think during the week I was greedy because I thought the Bills were the better team in this matchup, and I didn't want to sign up for any end-of-game drama, right? I wouldn't have said, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take I'm down by three with 3 minutes to go and give me the ball because I'm thinking I was going to have a better night than that. But I didn't, and they didn't, and here we are.
Right, we had that whole thing about would you go for two
right.
at a late touchdown? And there a lot of people said what you said, like, oh, this is going to be way easier than that. That's not exactly how you put it.
But that's how I felt. I'll own that paraphrase if you want. I mean, I don't think that's unfair.
I wouldn't take it. Easier game.
Right.
It was not. 32-29 Chiefs. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with more next. This is Buffalo Bills football on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Bills season ends at Arrowhead Stadium again, 32-29, the final. Another classic, I suppose, in the
rivalry between these two teams. Kansas City onto its, I mean, how many is it? Fifth Super Bowl in 6 years? That 2 weeks from tonight.
That's what it is.
In New Orleans against the Eagles. Man. I was so excited to just talk smack about Philadelphia for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
That's like a top three answer for me on why I wanted this.
Yeah, you were going hard in here before the Bills game even started about Big Dom and
Big
everything.
Dom?
And like, we're ready to go.
Who does this guy think he is?
Yep.
Big Dom.
Yeah.
What a just like an ugly franchise for me. And I was ready. I just would have loved that. Isn't that what you like about sports, is sort of to hate on other teams and people? Well, you have your own, and you hate on the others.
It's definitely a key ingredient.
I have a much easier time hating Philadelphia than the Chiefs. But Chiefs?
I'll get there on the Chiefs. I don't know.
Keep winning. That's not great. 803-0550 for your calls. Who's good here? Justin is next. Hi, Justin.
What's going on, guys?
Hi.
I feel bad, man. I know you guys know what you're about to get with all these callers and the
You mean right now?
Yeah.
Sadly,
this is the same as it ever was, really. So, I mean, whatever. We've got scars to
handle. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah, the scars are there. But, we weren't expected to do much this year. We weren't expected to win the division. And I'm happy for the Bills and what they did. It's, I will say, Greg Rousseau played probably one of the worst games I've ever seen him play. Elam just got bullied. Hamlin got bullied. It felt like when Benford went out, the life of the defense just got sucked out. Like, they knew what was going to happen. But that the end of the game, it doesn't sit right. I feel like the Bills, they beat the Ravens in, like, dramatic fashion, and we all had this feeling of, like, okay, look, this is our year, and then all of a sudden we lose in dramatic fashion, tight end to tight end, which is kind of crazy. I don't know, guys. I'm just venting. I'm just sad.
It's cool, man. I hear you. It can be hard. Like, everybody's different. And I don't know that my mindset after a game like that serves this show or the audience the best that it could. But I have a hard time getting fired up and screaming about this or that or this coach or this decision or that decision, because I think a lot of fans, if they're anything like me, are just sort of, you're dejected. And, there'll be time to pick it all apart and figure out what should have been and could have been and all that stuff. But, man, a night like now, just, I want to be here for a dude like that who doesn't even know what the hell he's trying to say.
That's how I feel.
You know, just like I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm so disappointed. Like, yeah, me too. Next. I mean, really, I don't mean to be crass and rush you. It's just, that's how I think a lot of people feel. Not everyone, but well, I think a lot of people.
Isn't it more sort of like not insane to not know? McDermott's even getting a question from some professional about, like, the off season. He's like, how am I supposed to tell you that right now?
It's a little early for that.
It's a little early for that.
Yeah.
So it was not the kind of game where, okay, well, this has to be different. And it was the kind of season where it was always, like, I guess this is fine. I mean, this is working. And you don't want to ignore that a half an hour after the game ended or whatever it is at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't seem right. It's more just like how many chances do you need?
Yeah, how are you ever going to beat this team?
To get there, right?
I said on Friday, if they win and get to the Super Bowl again and win it or not, but I mean win it obviously, three in a row, historic, never been done. We're going to spend the whole offseason, and by the time we get to September, the Chiefs, I think, are going to feel inevitable. And that is no way to start the process of another 17-game regular season. But that's how it's going to feel.
Remember,
it's going to get harder and harder for us to imagine the Bills ever pulling this off.
Yeah. I don't even know the guy, but the guy Kevin, who I like on Twitter, he's locked. But he's super sharp. He tweets about the Sabres a lot.
I'm not sure who we're talking about.
And
The schedule, I've referenced this tweet numerous times. The schedule came out, and like there's like the CBS tweet. Oh, week 11, whatever it was, Chiefs at Bills. The rivalry continues. And his tweet was, I can't wait for the Bills to win this game and feel nothing.
Right. Okay, I remember that now.
How about now?
Right.
Let's check in with Kevin if he's out there. Just like, now what? They won that game. The Chiefs were even smart enough to know not to lose by one score. So they could keep their one score thing going. It was by nine. Brilliant.
Yep.
And they win the night. I can't wait for the Bills to win this game and then feel nothing. Bravo.
Here we go again.
Bravo. Does it feel good to feel nothing? No, it feels like, you know, you're sort of lame for that. What do you mean nothing? Like, sports is fun. Winning is good. Yeah, well, beat them in the playoffs. And the whole year went by, and the Bills were everybody's darling because everybody eats, and, you know, they didn't need Stephon Diggs, and everybody's in kumbaya and all this, and it's the same. The division fell apart. You couldn't have had an easier path to the playoffs than the Bills had. You know, slow down on how nobody expected anything from the Bills. Okay? Yes, the Jets and the Dolphins in some places were shorter odds in the playoffs. Everybody had the Bills in the playoffs. Everybody had them winning 10 or more games. It was just like, you know, maybe this is the one year where they have some resistance in the AFC East. They didn't. That's not so much a reflection on them as it much is it on the Jets and the Dolphins who just completely fell apart, especially the Jets. So it wasn't like they were supposed to be bad.
They were
just not supposed to be great.
Right, right.
And they were really good, if not great. And the Chiefs were also really good, if not great. And the Ravens were great, but they lost five games. And here we are again. It's not like this was a plucky underdog. This was a team with goals of winning a championship, and they didn't get there. That's it. They traded Stephon Diggs by choice, and it worked.
Right. Until now.
They were not supposed to be bad. They were supposed to be good, which they were. They just, you know, lost. 803-0550. This is Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, and this is Buffalo Bills football on WGR Sports Radio 550.
We're just arguing about rematch.
We're arguing about anything.
Yeah.
Just
name a
thing.
I'm upset. Edgy.
I disagree. Edgy. Look, I disagree.
We're edgy.
Name a thing. I disagree.
Yep. Yep. Vanilla bean ice cream is the best.
Yeah! The best vanilla? Sure. The best ice cream? Not even in the top 50. But the best vanilla? Sure.
I just beat the brakes off you.
Yes. What is going to be the thing now? Did Sean McDermott blow it in some way? You know, he lost rap, which we knew was not a small thing. Like that was a guy that I think the Chiefs probably appreciated not having to face because just a little bit more potential down the field. They didn't exactly torch the Bills in that way, but anyway, you know, that's not a small loss. Losing Benford, who, had a concussion last week and came back and got a concussion.
That was very tough. He
tough for
he
him.
Was
to,
in
tough to watch.
Very tough shape, sitting on the cart even. Like, there was just the thousand-mile stare there. That was very tough.
Big loss.
Big loss. I nothing against Rapp. And I don't know, like, who was where and who, you know, who, I'm sure a lot of guys were partially responsible for Travis Kelce's very modest day, but Bishop was not at the scene of any crimes in this game. So I think that went okay. But Benford's a big loss. Yeah, I don't know. What is going to be the thing? I mean, a million things in this game because it's – I think the biggest single thing in this game is KC being able to take away that sneak. Such a huge play and automatic. And it was just a struggle all night long. And, you know, that man, You get a better spot on that one. When they had the lead already, they force a three and out, and like it's there. It is. There's my version of the game, right? I'm already ahead. I've got the ball. I'm at midfield. There's 6 minutes, 7 minutes. I don't know how much time is left there. Like I'm in great shape. Get another score. Oh man, just so tough. On that play specifically, right? It's not even like they didn't get scared off it. I wondered if they would. They didn't, and it still cost them. You know, like if they had tried something else and it failed, you know, we'd be screaming about that, right? Like, what? Why did you go away from it? Because they stopped you once. Just do it again. Maybe try going off right guard instead of left guard because they're waiting on left guard, you know? But just could not get there. I mean, I don't know. The game didn't boil down to that, but that was huge. Not having that in your back pocket as an automatic is a tough way to live after the whole year or two, 3 years. How many years have we been living with him? Like, let's go ahead and do that. Couldn't do it.
At the same time, I recognize that as the play. I mean, not just a sneak, but Allen running has been – McDermott even used that term tonight.
Our best play.
Our best play. I've been saying that for 7 years. Like that has been their best play. He said that again last week when I think it was last week when they ended up kicking that field goal to go up 8 against Baltimore. You know, that's our best play, but we're 3 yards out and 2 yards out.
Right.
So I can't be too critical, but I also want, and this is not, you know, being disingenuous. I've said this all the time. Like I also want this team to be one where they can get the ball down the field. And they just were never that team this year. Even adding Amari Cooper did not amount to that. His best game was his first game. Or the Ram game.
But Ram game was, yeah.
That was it. Tennessee.
Big plays against KC in the regular season, too. But, yeah, the Ram game.
Tennessee, where Coleman told him where to go. The Ram game, he got 14 targets and maybe caught 6. And then here and there. But otherwise, like, he did not change their offense, you know, like he did not matter.
No,
to the extent that they could sort of do that, they were not willing to open that up. And I'm not sure that was wrong, but they just were not that team tonight.
Yeah, they just never really got to any kind of forget about deep stuff. I mean, who makes a living in the league these days throwing it 50 yards down the field? I mean, it feels pretty rare. But what they never really had this year, in spots they did, but with any kind of regularity, was like an intermediate passing game that they could count on, that they could just bank on, you know, like 20 yards down the hash. That does not exist. It's a lot of bubble screen stuff, and, you know, what am I doing? Third and goal is a jump ball to Coleman. I mean, they got a touchdown out of it anyway, so no harm, no foul. But
what was that play?
Holy cow, I hate that play.
That's not even a fade. Like, he drilled it.
Yeah, it was into the camera guys.
It
was a bad throw, yeah. Very bad throw. Never had a chance.
What is that play? Don is next. Hi, Don.
Hey, guys. Doing a great job as usual.
That's nice of you to say.
Thank you. So I'm just kind of bumming out here, just like everybody else. But Is it time to start questioning, like, Brandon Bean? Like, other than drafting Josh in the first round, he hasn't hit any home runs at all. Even some second-round picks have been terrible, like Cody Ford, Boogie Basham, and whatnot. It, like, he gets all this credit for hitting on late-round picks, but, you know, your money is made in the first couple rounds, and we haven't had any difference makers. Oliver is, like, hit and miss. Russo is a good player, but he doesn't make any splash plays. We haven't gotten anything out of Kincaid or Elam is unplayable. He was terrible tonight.
Yeah.
It looked like he didn't even know where to go half the time. So it's like, so I just want to know what you guys think about that we haven't really gotten any production out of this high end of the draft.
What I think is that it's always fair to scrutinize the draft. It's also ridiculously too easy to do what you're doing, which is to ignore the Benfords of the Milanos of the existence
Bernards,
and just,
right, yeah.
Hey guys, here's first round. So I would not do that, but just overall, I'm just not in the mood right now. This team has won constantly,
almost like on a historic level, except when they play the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. And the idea, I mean, I might be in tough this week or this year, because the idea that we're supposed to sort of unearth this obvious problem is just ridiculous. Like, they win constantly. They lost tonight by a field goal. And, oh, hey, everybody's in a big rush to call us and tell us what the problem is. And hey, guys, is it time to start scrutinizing the draft? It's always time to scrutinize the draft. They win constantly. And they've made a lot of good picks since Josh Allen. But others have not worked out. And that's mostly every team over a balance of time. Like, that's what happens to everybody, including Kansas City, including Belichick for 20 years. So should they draft better players? Yes, that's what they should do. They should draft better players. I agree. I'm just so not in the mood to sort of whack at the Bills right now. Like, we're all supposed to know what the thing is that they've been actually bad at. Because they, again, had the nerve to lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs by a field goal. Sorry. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. This is Buffalo Bills football on WGR Sports Radio 550. I just want to say, I think this last Bills offensive play will be on the level of last year's last two Bills offensive plays, where there'll definitely be some discussion about, like, what's fair here. And there's a, you know, Kincaid could have made the catch. Allen maybe should have looked to his left, seeing the blitz, knowing what they've done, what they've gotten out of that Shakir motion move in the past. Never even looks that way. And Brown just gets blown past by Karlaftis. I think it's Karlaftis on that play. So Allen is running both into the corner blitz he's not expecting and the edge rusher who's just like in his face immediately.
His escape route is non-existent.
Right. And he does well, I mean, incredibly well, to get the ball out and give a player, give Kincaid a chance. But the clear play is to number 10.
Yeah.
And that's just not a consideration, as it turned out, on this play. And that's maybe a touchdown, Shakir.
It's definitely a first down and a lot of yards. There is one Kansas City player on that side of the field, and there is a Bills receiver,
Ty Johnson,
in front of that player.
Right. That guy's covering Ty Johnson.
So you're going to have one guy to beat, really. Pursuit, whatever. But yeah, I really think that I don't know. Maybe as the week goes by, we'll get more clarity on what exactly was supposed to happen there, and you know what did happen, and whether Allen was trying to draw everyone to that side to go back to his left, and it came so fast that he never got there. I don't know. It would surprise me if that weren't in. I suppose it's possible they ran that as a decoy. But nobody bid on it. Like, if it's supposed to be a decoy, then the idea of that is to have people drawn to it, and then you're going somewhere else. But nobody went. Like, it was totally there for them if he had the time or didn't run right into the blitzing corner. He just did not expect that corner to come. They've been so good up front all year, you know? And to have that happen, like, I don't know what happened to Brown on that play yet. I have not looked at it closely enough.
The guy just runs right by him on his outside shoulder. You know, it's fourth and five. The fact that Kansas City would run a corner blitz on fourth and five, I mean, that's
pretty ballsy.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, third and five, maybe Allen has an easy time coming back to Shakir, but, like, this is it. And he might not think that he doesn't even know. Like, he doesn't even have a chance to take the chance to look and see what Shakir has. But if you watch this play again, you're going to hate it.
You are.
There's no one there.
Yeah.
And that was, like, why I compare it to last year is, like, that's Diggs on the second down play. Mm-hmm. Last year was, like, I think strategically this made sense. And just, like, there he is.
Yeah.
But you took the shot, and this play... Not the same, but yeah, don't watch it tonight. Don't watch it.
Too late, I already did.
Don't watch it tonight. Brian is with us. Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. First of all, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. I know it's a lot to take in, and I've been trying to sort of gather my thoughts and
I appreciate what you said, Mike, earlier about this is not a plucky underdog team.
Right.
But they gave us something this season that I don't think that any of us were really expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Full credit to Allen and to Cook in particular, who played phenomenal down the stretch, and I don't know if he gets enough credit for it.
Man, I'm telling you, for me, Brian, if they win this game, that fourth down touchdown he made is an all-time Bills play. It's an all, what an incredible, and, you know, much like what happens when you don't win the game, it's just going to be forgotten. But it was an incredible individual effort to get in the end zone on that play.
Yep. It was. And to be honest with you guys, you know, there's so many things I think we could second guess about this game. But, you know, it is what it is. These things happen. I love this team. I love this team. And I love that they gave me a run to the AFC Championship that I could have watched with my daughter, who's 11, who I put to bed in tears. But that's what Bills fandom is. That's what sports fandom is. And just what a hell of a run. Everything about it was great. And, you know, I'm not in the mood to be mad. I'm not in the mood to second guess. I just really want to appreciate everything that they gave us this season. And that's all I got.
Thanks, Brian. Good sentiment. Getting connected with the fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store tomorrow. We'll get to the locker room next. Taron Johnson, Connor McGovern, Von Miller. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. You can join us tomorrow afternoon at 3. Maybe sleeping on this one would be good. And we'll see if we're not more clear-headed tomorrow. This is Buffalo Bills football on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The season ends in Kansas City again, 32-29. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Join us 3 to 7 tomorrow all week for the next whatever, however long, a year, another decade, whatever, just to talk about how the Bills maybe someday can get through this team and this level. Let's get to the locker room. Player interviews brought to you by Reimer Home Services. For everything your home needs, trust Reimer. Taron Johnson, Connor McGovern, and Von Miller here.
It's challenging, you know. It's a tough moment for us. But I don't want to say it's part of the game, but it is, you know what I'm saying? We didn't, as far as like us as a defense, didn't execute as well as we should have. And it's tough. Especially when we don't have enough opportunity. So just got to go back to the drawing board this off season and get better.
Is it harder being this team?
You know, they go to the Super Bowl pretty much every year for a reason, you know? So just making sure that we do whatever we can to, if we get this opportunity again, just do better.
Defensively, what were some of those issues, especially first half?
I'd say we didn't stop the pass very well. The catch and runs, I feel like, were a problem for us. Just making sure that we get these guys down. At least if they catch the ball, we get them down as soon as we can. I don't think we did that, and yeah.
There's still belief in the team, but they're not getting into enough the door open. How do you keep that mindset kind of moving into future seasons of just, you know, building on this?
We've been in this situation before, so just making sure that just because it happened again doesn't mean it's going to keep happening.
you know? So just making sure that we're not taking that loss and bringing it to next season, just a clean slate and go back to the drawing board and get better.
Did Mahomes run more, or maybe even in situations than you expected coming in?
I mean, we knew he was a scrambler. More so, thinking more scramble to throw the ball than scramble to run, you know. And he used his feet today, and that helped him a lot.
What were the issues on Sneaks tonight?
Sneaks, they had a great plan for us, bringing guys off the edge, inside, just wrapping up legs, keeping us from, because usually we have the excess, just keep running our legs, keep driving, pushing that. Did a great job diving down low, just stopping us from being able to get that surge and put that second push, really.
Luckily, you guys really started to get the run game going in the second half. Yes. Do you feel it took a little too long to get there, or were they doing something in the first half that you just weren't able to?
We were trying all different styles runs in the first half, couldn't get anything going into the halftime. Like the last few minutes, we found out duos really work in the edge, and we're just like, all right, we're going to go back to our bread and butter in the second half and just nail that in, and that's what we did.
As a veteran, what do you say to a guy like Dalton? There's a lot of plays in a game, but that's going to be highlighted at the end. What do you say to a guy like that?
Like, we all made mistakes tonight, and that's one of them. But it's one of the things, like, I had plays I couldn't, like, I should have at the end. They knew which way we were sliding. I should have checked out of it, and I take responsibility for that. We shouldn't have put them in that position.
Yeah, tell me about that play. What happened? Josh said they brought somebody from the edge or something. He didn't see in his first cadence.
We were in five-man pro. We were on two. Didn't see it. They didn't show anything, so we kept our protection on. They ended up spying on the left side, dropping, brought three to the right, and we didn't have enough to pick it up. Did a good job disguising that one.
That's specific to that play, but you guys have had a lot of success with that. How much does it hurt in this biggest moment that it didn't come through?
It's not great. The worst part is we had the chance there, and it's just so close but so far away at the same time. I would say that's the worst part.
And then Patrick is just really hard to beat.
Yeah, that, you know, that catch with Dalton, it was right there too. I thought he caught it, you know, and he didn't end up catching it, and that's just how it was, you know.
Yeah, the ball was up there forever.
Yeah, it was up there forever. Kind of anticipated, you know, zero blitz. Got the ball out, and just wasn't able to, you know, get it. And it was a great game on both sides, and, you know, we prepared all week to win. We went out there, played a great game, and they played a great game too. Went back and forth. It was a great game, and, you know, time in it, they had 3 more points than what we did. So,
Von, what was it? Von, in the second half, you guys did a better job stopping the run. What was the difference?
You know, these guys been battling all year. You know, we got some hogs up front, and, you know, they were solid. Defensive line played great. Offensive line played great. And, you know, it just went back and forth, and, you know, they just had 3 more points than what we did. So.
Taryn Johnson, Connor McGovern, Von Miller. From the locker room in Kansas City, and that's a wrap on our post-game coverage. 32-29 Chiefs in the AFC Championship. We'll talk to you again Monday, tomorrow, at 3 p.m. here locally. Thanks for listening tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.